Welcome to The Softer Side of Finance, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg explains how the finance function can create more value through the human dimensions of people, organisation and culture, with a global audience on LinkedIn Audio. Recorded as a live session, anyone can join in. Raise your hand and the stage is yours. Fancy joining Anders? Head over to LinkedIn and sign up for the next event. For now, here's what you've missed so far.
Welcome to another episode of The Softer Side of Finance. Today's topic is the age of collaborative planning, or why finance shouldn't be planning alone. I'll be going through the blog post from some time back called "The Planning Department is Not the Whole Company, but the Whole Company Better Be Planning." And I'll make some stops along the way to see if someone wants to join me on stage here. So let's kick things off. Would you ever leave it entirely to a friend to plan your vacation? You may have the same goal of a relaxing week in the sun, but the details of their vision are likely to differ from yours. However diligent the plan they formulate will dictate your activity and allocate resources according to their perception of your priorities and may be biased towards their own preferences. Even if they get it right, you may harbor a little resentment that you weren't involved in the planning. This probably doesn't make for a relaxing holiday at all. This is why in business, a plan made entirely by finance will always fail. A plan made entirely by finance will always fail. Let's just let that sink in for just a little bit. I don't know how the planning process is going on in your company, but this is certainly not a way to make it work. Having the responsibility for planning and analysis does not mean that the whole forecasting process should be siloed within finance. This is a trap that both finance and the C-suite need to avoid. It's perfectly possible to craft a detailed budget and define plausible key performance indicators based on a wealth of historical data and goals for the future. It may be the fastest way to get a set of good-looking numbers to the board, but a plan is a living document that impacts the whole company, and everyone has to be a part of it for it to succeed. I'm sure most of you here could, in maximum a day, make a sensible financial forecast for your company. Heck, it may even turn out to be accurate at the end of the day, but not because everything afterwards was executed according to your plan. Probably no one even cares about that plan, because people want to be involved in numbers, actions, plans, and so on that relate to them. If they are involved and bought into those plans, there's a much higher likelihood that they're going to execute according to the design of the plan. So we need to lead an inclusive planning process. The label of planning and analysis indicates not an isolated function, but a skill to be used in the service of the whole company. To succeed, every part of the business, every operational unit needs the help of finance, and vice versa for that matter. Planning is the role of finance in the same way that managing computers and networks are the role of IT. Both departments are highly skilled and relied upon to keep the business running. We interact with every function to ensure they have the resources and knowledge to perform to the best of their ability. Our responsibility is to understand and reflect on their true preferences for the journey that the organization is taking without any bias. We also need to push back, challenge, and resolve differences, helping them to understand and adapt if a preferred course of action is not likely to contribute to the overall vision. Finance is the linchpin of an inclusive and cross-functional planning process. We are ideally placed to see the interviewing of each operational unit in their collective efforts to achieve corporate goals. Every action taken in a business passes through finance as transactions are processed and the impact on the bottom line of business value is revealed. Our cross-functional colleagues need our unique skills to analyze activity, test assumptions, and refine forecasts and plans. In short, finance doesn't act in isolation. You've probably also heard about the term of XPNA, Extended Planning and Analysis. Some say it's just another new term in the line of terms to describe planning. You've probably heard of IBP as well, Integrated Business Planning, Beyond Budgeting, all sorts of frameworks for doing planning. I think what's different about XPNA is perhaps that it should inspire cross-functional collaboration. So inspire that we don't just extend how we want to do it in finance, but that we actually look throughout the company to investigate which are the best approaches to planning across the company. Can we maybe learn something from sales, operations, supply chain? I'm sure we can. I'm sure we can synthesize from all the great things happening across the company the best ways of doing planning and forecasting in the company. It's just something to consider. You know, it's not about finance or FP&A exerting ourselves towards other business functions. It's about collaboratively finding the best way of doing planning and analysis to reach the overall goal of an aligned plan that everyone is bought into and will execute according to plan. So we say that the whole company better be planning. It's, of course, back to the old saying about sales, that sales is not the whole company, but the whole company better be selling. Everyone, to some extent, are involved in planning in the company. Some are, of course, just executing, but also need to understand what is the basis of the plan that we have. Why are we doing it like this? Why do I need to do what I'm being asked to do? And of course, as you move up the ranks and talk about middle management, departmental management, senior leaders, they're not bought into the plan. They won't cascade accordingly, and execution doesn't happen. So what are the steps for success? We'll probably debate this for many hours, but here are four. Number one, get your cross-functional colleagues on board with clear processes and standard technology. Make it easy for everyone to work together. Probably that solution is not Excel. Excel has many great benefits, but collaboration is usually not one of them. I'll work on an Excel online. Doesn't work so well. Of course, you're going to use different spreadsheet software like G-Sheets, better for collaboration, but it runs into other issues. So make sure you have a good planning tool that facilitates the cross-functional process. Ensure that everyone can work on the same platform so we don't have 10 different data integrations. Number two, listen. Don't dictate. Your solution for how to do planning and forecasting may look to be the best on paper, but reality has a habit of intruding. Emphasize and communicate to fine-tune assumptions and build effective plans. Again, it's impossible that finance can build a great forecast and planning process and outcomes for same on its own. So don't just sit down and listen to the input that they have, but also try to understand the process that they're using for their different planning purposes. See what we can learn to build the best possible process. Number three, use the unique perspective of each function to build an effective early warning network for opportunities and threats, whether internal or external. Agility breeds success in times of constant change. What do we mean about that? Well, you know, one thing is to do the plan, you document the assumptions, but you need input and feedback from business leaders as well as your own build models that maybe incorporate real time or as close to real time as possible data from the outside to understand, are we on track with the plan? Or are we behind? We've talked earlier about documenting assumptions and how to build that early warning system, but it can also come from people around the company. So this is key as well, that not just do you build a collaborative planning process, but you also build relationships as you do it to ensure you get input from across the company, not just as you're planning, but also as you're executing. The earlier you know whether something has strayed off course, both good or bad, earlier you can plan or replan to ensure it doesn't bust the plan or you take advantage of new opportunities. Number four, bring all the finance and planning elements you need together, from data analysts to target development and corporate reporting to streamline the process. And again, perhaps not just for finance, but for all the planning processes across the company. Some will be very operational, looking at weekly processes, not even touching finance. And by all means, we're not saying that finance should, by default, touch all processes just because it needs to be collaborative and cross-functional. We need to understand what's going on, and we need to learn from what's going on to build the best possible process. So those are four suggestions to consider to make your planning process more collaborative and more cross-functional. Does anyone have thoughts on this? Anyone has additional points to add or ideas to bring to the table? Then feel free to raise hand and come up on stage. We now bring Christine up. Christine, welcome back to the stage. Good to have you here again. Feel free to introduce yourself and share your thoughts.
Hello, my name is Christine Seagrave. Thank you for having me on the stage. I just wanted to say that I really think that finance needs to become part of the data planning for the company. I've found out about data and AI strategies. A lot of the companies are going to be moving to AI, and we need to really be involved to see if this is going to be financially beneficial for the company. And I think if we get more involved in these projects, you know, seeing them end-to-end, that we can help them make them a success, and the C-company, the C-suite will be happy because we're supporting them, and maybe they'll include us more in those meetings at the table.
Thanks for adding that perspective, Christine. I fully agree. We even ran a full podcast series on that on the other podcast, the Hashtag Finance Master podcast, where we talked about how finance and data analytics should work better together compared to what they're doing. Today, it's kind of a silo where they're both almost fighting to create the best possible insights, whereas many data analytics projects are perhaps not today delivering the value that companies expected. And not because finance can do it better, but finance can maybe ask questions that the DNA teams didn't think about. And finance can, of course, learn something around how are we actually, let's say, leveling up our processes. And if you speak about planning and forecasting, which we're talking about here, using AI and building data analytics models to do predictions and forecasting, it's very likely to be more accurate than what humans can produce. Probably some of you have heard about the Microsoft case. You can probably Google Microsoft Modern Finance and you can find it there. They built this, at least for the revenue part, to do the forecasting in 2 days with two people compared to 3 weeks and 800 people being involved. And of course, 800 people, weren't working on it full-time for 3 weeks, but it's a massive difference, as you can see. So I think to your point, Christine, there's a lot to be gained in this space by these teams working better together.
Thank you.
Astora to the stage as well. Astora, welcome to the stage. Feel free to introduce yourself and share your perspective, ask questions.
My name is Astora. I'm an operational lead in NHS England. And for me, I totally agree. I think if we have financial planning, a use of AIs in terms of health, I think that would be financially beneficial. Plus, I think a lot of what the AIs can do, from what I can see, could be even more accurate than some clinicians, or would reduce the clinical time that the clinician would need to spend. But I think it needs to be done sensitively and collaboratively as well. because not one can replace the other as far as like health can go. So there are definitely a massive role for AIs at the moment, but it needs to be done jointly.
Absolutely. I think that the worst that you can do as a finance team or data analytics team is to develop a more or less in isolation based on historical numbers. And then you come and present it to, you know, whatever business teams that you're supporting and say, hey, you know, here's the new model. It's going to be more accurate than what we did before. Let's just implement it, right? Okay, let's just go ahead. That's not the collaborative way, right? And it's going to more often than not lead to people saying, oh, no, thank you. I don't want that. Why are you bringing this to me? I haven't heard about this before. What is this? They're trying to replace me. You know, all these kind of more negative associations come up. But like you said, Master, if we can do this in a collaborative way, it would be win in so many ways. Because clinicists, I mean, I'm sure they don't want to sit and spend time doing forecasting. I'm sure they much rather want to be out actually doing good in their more operational roles, right? And it goes for pretty much every function in the company. Finance people would probably like to do planning, but a lot of people, they like to do what they actually got into the company to do. It could be sales or marketing, or operations for that matter. So the benefit is definitely there, but if not done in a collaborative way, it's going to be a losing situation for sure. So thanks a lot for bringing that perspective also to the stage. I guess the key questions are, we shared these four suggestions of how to work with this: cross-functional colleagues on board, listen more, use the unique perspective to build relationships, and bring all the planning elements together across the company. It's hard to disagree, I guess, but if you have different perspectives or other thoughts to add, then please do come up and share. What other steps do you take to ensure that your planning process is always collaborative and cross-functional? We'd love to hear your thoughts. You know, come up on stage and share those as well. At least what I can say from the planning processes that I've gone through, the collaboration usually consisted in, let's say, formal meeting points, maybe 2 to 3 times during the forecasting and planning process, where you would touch base with the business leaders that you support, get their input, and then continue. And I'm not saying that they should be involved every single step of the way, but they should be a part of it. Maybe not the senior leader, but then someone on their team. Sit down, develop these together. Bring it then to the finance leader and the business leader and present how you think is the best plan. That is much more likely to get buy-in and acceptance for executing and for getting the job done and for delivering on the goals that you've set out as a company. So do it together, I think is probably my final thought here. If anyone wants to share as well, feel free. Now's the time. Otherwise, we'll close for the day.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you can.
So in forecasting, because I'm doing a lot of it currently, and I'm fairly new to finance or budgeting, but from what I can see is my finance officer, so we sit down and have a conversation and they do the forecasting, depending on what they see in this year, they expect to see next year. But that's not always correct. So how can we ensure that the forecasting is close to reality as possible?
I think it's just very important that you sit down with them and say, okay, you know, you can do some certain forecasting based on what has happened historically and what we maybe know about, you know, let's say, what's coming in the next year. But then there's a lot that the finance teams don't necessarily know about because they're not involved with the daily business, or they're not involved with different kind of operational plans that are being made somewhere in this case, right? So make sure you bring the right people together to look at, let's say, a mechanically produced forecast, because I think it's fair that that's the starting point. So they can produce forecast based on what they know and sit down and look at it and say, okay, what assumptions have you made? And they should be able to share that. And then share what you know. Okay, well, here's what we know that might be different or in addition to what you've already included in the plan, how can we best include that? And then you have a good discussion around it. And ideally, if it's a good finance team you have, then they will listen and get that incorporated to create an updated plan. But do it together, bring the right people in the right room, and then look at how the forecasting should be done.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. All right. With that, let's close down for today. The age of collaborative planning. All planning across the company should be collaborative and cross-functional, and find the best ways of doing financial planning analysis and planning analysis in general. It might not all come from finance, but I still feel personally that finance should drive the process. Makes sense. We look across all functions and we're better suited to sort of ensure we do the overall right thing for the company. But we can only do that if we get all functions involved and get their buy-in acceptance for the plans that we have. With that, I want to thank Christine and Mastora for being up on stage, sharing your thoughts, asking questions, and definitely also thank you to everyone who listened in today. Don't forget to listen to the new podcast, The Softer Side of Finance. It's available on all your favorite channels. Just Google The Softer Side of Finance. You'll be able to find it. And if not, just send me a message and I'm happy to share the link with you as well. Thanks a lot, everyone, and see you again next week.
You've been listening to The Softer Side of Finance, a weekly show recorded live on LinkedIn Audio. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on how the finance function can create more value. And why not join Anders every Monday on LinkedIn to share your own views and appear in the next episode?